local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
All right, doing it live still, hour number three here. We do have some rain falling here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin will keep you company perhaps on the way home, maybe to gallery night, maybe out to dinner, whatever it is that you're doing tonight. Hope you have fun, stay safe, and enjoy your weekend. Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line is 262-6111. As we get started here on a busy Friday with today's top three stories. Aid moving into the Gaza Strip today on a temporary pier constructed by the U.S. military. The pier is part of the effort to get supplies into the region where hundreds of thousands face hunger and the humanitarian crisis. The U.S. says the aid is coming from several different organizations and nations, and it's all subject to Israeli security checks before being distributed out. Four people dead last night and about 800,000 people without power in Texas after powerful storms slammed the Houston area last night. Also, the weather shifted to Louisiana where damage was caused and over 100,000 people remaining without power as of earlier this afternoon. The man who attacked former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's 84-year-old husband, Paul, with a hammer will spend three decades behind bars.
Today's sentencing of David DePape to a significant prison term sends a clear message that violence and intimidation have no place in our community or our political discourse.
That is FBI agent Sergio Lopez. That 30-year sentence for the 2022 attack on Pelosi's San Francisco home, DePape's attorneys asked for 14 years. That's a look at our top three stories today. Local headlines coming up after traffic and weather together, starting with Alan Strum.
A flood watch is in place as we could see several more inches of rain. And I think the bulk of that rain is going to fall on Saturday morning and probably very early in the morning as some thunderstorms rumble through. But between now and through the day Saturday, at any time, a shower or a thunderstorm could pop up. Now, Sunday's weather looks absolutely beautiful with some drier, less humid air in the area, sunny skies and highs in the mid to upper 80s. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
And looking at the roads here, it appears that there's only two spots of note. We had an accident report sometime last hour. If you were traveling eastbound on Navarre Parkway, that's towards Highway 87. Still got some backups in that immediate vicinity. Same with Pine Forest Road if you are traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. Outside of those two areas, however, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long. And this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Joe?
All right, again, a tornado watch is in effect for the listening area. That's in effect until 10 o'clock tonight. So be mindful there as you're out and about on your Friday evenings and nights here. Looking at our top local headlines today, this morning in Georgia, family, friends, and fellow servicemen and women saying goodbye to Senior Airman Roger Fortson today. Reverend Al Sharpton providing a pre-recorded message for the audience to hear.
You couldn't have gotten a better picture-perfect person as an example of how you do not go over the line and violate the law and violate human rights and human dignity than Roger.
Fortson, 23 years old when he was shot and killed by an Okaloosa County deputy earlier this month at his apartment. The shooting is now under investigation by FDLE and the state attorney's office. An Escambia County man wanted since March for allegedly shooting a gun into a home was found in a particular or peculiar place today and particular. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says deputies executed a search warrant at a home on Edgewater Drive today, found 31-year-old David Jackson hiding inside a dryer. He's now being held on a $120,000 bond and charges including shooting into a dwelling, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and possession by a convicted felon. Also, bond denied today for the suspect. Bond denied yesterday for the suspect accused of shooting another man multiple times inside the paparazzi nightclub last Sunday.
He don't need to get out, sir. My son is not, we don't know My son is company now. My son just had to go back in the surgery thing. He don't need to get out. If y'all don't stop this, right, y'all don't show these people, all this shooting got to stop.
That was the victim's mother during Javon Booker's initial court appearance. He allegedly shot the victim at least three times at the paparazzi nightclub and was arrested Wednesday. Navy days, a bit of a damper with the weather as some of the celebration items and events have been called off due to the weather. Tonight, you have the Museum Gala at NAS Pensacola. That is happening as scheduled. Gallery night is still on, last we have heard. But, of course, watch the weather. Parade and the Fun Fest scheduled for tomorrow are canceled. And as of now, the 4K run Saturday morning, as well as the Blues on the Bay Sunday, are both still on. No concerns whatsoever about Blues on the Bay. That's going to happen because the weather is going to be gorgeous for that. A little dicier on the 4K run tomorrow morning, so you'll want to monitor Facebook, Pensacola Navy Days, to find out the very latest information there. Mayor D.C. Reeves, of course, this week talked about how Pensacola off-duty Pensacola police officers are enforcing noise violations downtown, and he says that in the future, another effort he'd like to see is more enforcement on making sure vehicles are stopping for pedestrians at crosswalks.
I'm not saying it will go from 1 to 10, but I'd love to see us as a community get a little more cognizant, a little more aware of these crosswalks. And that's everywhere. That's not just within the city limits. That's at the right. beach. That's everywhere else. Where we need it, you know, that pedestrians are part of the transportation as well, using your feet.
And Reeve says in general, Pensacola is not real good at stopping at crosswalks or pedestrian safety. Last night at the AMC Bayou 15, a very exclusive event there with the new Blue Angel documentary out for a week in IMAX theaters. Members of the Blue Angel team, as well as the director of the movie in town to check it out. With a local audience there. That was cool. Andrew McKay covered that, of course, and sent in some reports yesterday. But again, it is only in IMAX for a week before moving to Amazon Prime next Thursday. So hopefully you get a chance to see that if you are so inclined in theaters, because it's going to be a really good showing there. We'll take a break at 6:18. Back with state and national news next on Pensacola right now.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Smokestack Band, a trio of musicians that have been playing all over Pensacola for 50-plus years. Join them for a multicultural musical experience. It's happening at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Gallery Night is Friday night in downtown Pensacola. And this month, it's a celebration of our local military and Pensacola Navy Days. Wear red, white, and blue and show your support. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. Enjoy a family-friendly and free movie at the Gullside Pavilion with cinemas in the sand Friday evening. Bring your chairs and blankets and enjoy The Parent Trap at sunset. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I remember down in Galveston when storm wind swept the town. The high tide from the ocean roared, but water all.
Day. Great God, that morning when the storm was swept the town.
The winds began to blow, the rivers began to fall, the lightning shafts were cracked, the Lord, and thunder started to roll. Wasn't that a mighty day?
Yes, it is.
Very diverse.
That's right. Tornado watch in effect until 10 for the listening area. Flood watch in effect through tomorrow with the rain forecast. It looks like it's going to be overnight, early in the morning tomorrow, but we just had some rain push through, and then it's gone now. So, you know, there's rain here and there and everywhere. Let's do this. State headlines and then traffic and weather together. It won't be very long. State prosecutors asking that bond be increased for Russell Carroll, who's facing charges that he impersonated his girlfriend Tanya Whip and stole money from her bank account. We talked about this yesterday. The 38-year-old Whip has been missing for nearly a year. Detectives now conclude that Whip is dead and Carroll is the only suspect in her murder.
And the state of Florida is increasing its efforts to prevent human trafficking. Attorney General Ashley Moody says there is now a hotline for people to report suspected trafficking. The move to create a state-specific tip line happened after a letter was sent to Congress accusing a national service of failing to get tips to police in a timely manner. The number is 855-FLA-SAFE. Again, that's 855-FLA-SAFE.
Florida celebrating a record-breaking start to 2024. Governor DeSantis says more than 40 million people traveled to Florida during the first 3 months of the year. That's a 1.2% increase compared to the same time last year. Yesterday's report also states that airport travel went up more than 9%.
And Naval Station Mayport is marking a somber anniversary. Today marks 37 years since 37 sailors were killed when two Iraqi missiles struck the USS Stark in the Persian Gulf. Despite the damage, the guided missile frigate was able to sail in Bahrain and was repaired in Pascagoula, Mississippi. Following tours in the Atlantic and Middle East, the Stark was decommissioned in 99 and scrapped in 2006. 625 on the dot. Let's get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Just had a couple of areas in our last update that were giving us trouble. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Still slightly backed up, but it's slowly but surely dying down. And still got some pretty heavy issues if you are traveling eastbound on the Var Parkway towards Highway 87. That's from a previously reported traffic incident. Outside of those two spots, though, there's not much that appears to be holding you up.
A flood watch is in place as we could see several more inches of rain. And I think the bulk of that rain is going to fall on Saturday morning and probably very early in the morning as some thunderstorms rumble through. But between now and through the day Saturday, at any time, a shower or a thunderstorm could pop up. Now, Sunday's weather looks absolutely beautiful with some drier, less humid air in the area, sunny skies and highs in the mid to upper 80s. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
All right, very good. Looking at our national news now, the House passing a bill to prevent President Biden from withholding weapons to Israel. The push by Republicans is in response to Biden's decision to pause one shipment of bombs to Israel due to concerns over the full-scale operation in Rafah. The final vote, 224 to 187, 16 Democrats opted to go against Democratic leadership and the president.
And prosecutors in Idaho rested their case Thursday against Chad Daboll, accused in the three murders of his first wife, Tammy, and his current wife, Lori Vallow's two children. The prosecution believes that Daboll conspired with Vallow and another man, now deceased Alan Cox, in the murders. Daboll was found guilty in a separate trial and sentenced to life, and the children's remains were found on Daboll's property in 2020, which was months after they disappeared in 2019.
California stepped closer to formally apologizing to black Californians for slavery.
California will join nine other states that have offered some form of apology for their role in slavery. It is long past for the state to acknowledge its role and responsibility for the atrocities that promoted and facilitated the institution of slavery.
That is Los Angeles Assemblyman Reggie Jones Sawyer, who authored the bill.
And the House is passing the Ticket Act, targeting hidden fees. It aims to end deceptive ticketing practices that frustrate consumers. Lawmakers say the legislation will increase transparency by requiring tickets' full costs to be disclosed up front. It also looks to ban sales of tickets that sellers don't actually have and guarantee refunds for event cancellations. The bill now moves to the Senate.
A Texas man who shot and killed a Black Lives Matter protester is now free after being pardoned by Republican Governor Greg Abbott.
Daniel Perry was convicted of killing Garrett Foster, a white man legally carrying an AK-47 at a BLM protest 4 years ago. Perry, who drove his car into demonstrators, claimed self-defense, saying Foster raised his weapon.
However, according to witnesses, Foster never raised the gun. Abbott signed the pardon yesterday, and Perry was released from prison within the hour. A jury convicted Perry last year for the 2020 shooting. A jury sentenced him to 25 years.
And a House Oversight Committee meeting last night went off the rails thanks to personal barbs that started with Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. The committee was debating the contempt of Congress resolution against Attorney General Merrick Garland, who's refusing to release the audio from President Biden's interview with Special Prosecutor Robert Hur.
Yeah, this was pretty ridiculous and sad and just...
everything wrong with American
everything,
politics today.
Exactly. Our esteemed sirs and gentlewomen are not at all esteemed and not at all gentle. Here's somehow what sounded here.
Employing Judge Mershon's daughter.
This is Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Please tell me what that has to do with Merrick Garland.
Is she a porn star?
Oh, Goldman. That's right. He's advising. Okay.
He's advising who? What? Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about AG.
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you the one talking about. I guess
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on. Order,
Mr. Chairman.
That's beneath even your
screen. Get to the order of your committee.
Order.
I do have a point of order, and I would like to move to take down Ms. Green's words. That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Her words down.
Aww.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play.
Baby girl?
We're gonna,
I don't think
we are
going
to move and we're going to take your words down. Thank
I second that motion.
And that was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez there with the
I forgot how
baby
long that
girl.
Was.
Yeah. And that wasn't even, in my estimation, the best comment of the.
Yeah.
Of the evening here. I don't know that I'll be able to find it, but it was a shot at Marjorie Taylor Greene, her appearance. And I'm kind of saddened that I have...
Okay.
I'm kind of saddened that I have just teased that and didn't even have it ready to go. We'll get that and come back with it before sports headlines. But, yeah, Fox News update coming up now.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Texas storms caused severe damage across the eastern area with winds up to 100 miles per hour. Fox Weather's Katie Byrne reports.
Crews are speeding through cleanup in downtown Houston with more rain hitting the city after hurricane force winds tore through Thursday night. City officials are warning the hundreds of thousands of people without power to prepare for it being out for weeks.
Mercedes-Benz employees in Alabama voted against joining the United Auto Workers in a secret ballot election. UAW President Sean Fain does not think the election was on the up and up.
The federal government and the German government are currently investigating Mercedes for the intimidation and harassment that they inflicted on their own workers.
The UAW was hoping to continue the momentum of union victories after a successful organizing vote at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee. America is listening to Fox News.
Hello with Your Money Now. Well, as drivers in California are getting ready to pay more at the pump as gas tax price increases are on the horizon, the state is now offering up to $400 to any driver who wants to be a part of a pilot program to test a pay-per-mile tax system. Any interested driver can sign up for the six-month program at caroadcharge.com. If you're approved, you can install a usage meter in your vehicle, pay a monthly tax, and answer survey questions about the experience. Officials with the California State Transportation Department say that the average driver in California pays about $300 per year in state gasoline taxes. And for those of you who may be graduating, a new study is showing the fastest growing job markets for entry-level employment, and most of those are in the Sun Belt. According to some new data from LinkedIn, some of the top rising areas are in the Sun Belt, in Tucson, Arizona, Tallahassee and Gainesville, Florida, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Savannah, Georgia, and Birmingham, Alabama. On Wall Street, a historic day for the Dow as it closed above 40,000 for the first time. That's Your Money Now.
This ad furnished by Nesmond.
I'm Andy Lawrence with a Sports Minute sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Better phrase in sports than Game 7? Not this time of year. After dropping three straight, the Timberwolves bounce back and demolish the defending champion Nuggets by 45 points. Yikes! That sets up a Game 7 in Denver for Sunday night. And the Wolves can be confident knowing they beat the Nuggets twice on their own floor to start this series. All the pressure on Denver. I'm Andy Lawrence.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable?
Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Up before the dawn, and I really have enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just after 6:35 here. There's not I was about to get into the traffic report before I introduced traffic and weather. Just in time for another traffic and weather report. There's not a lot going on the roads right now. We only had a couple of spots to touch on this hour, one of which was Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. That has seemingly cleared out. So the only problem on the roads currently that I can see is if you're traveling eastbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. We had a traffic accident reported there earlier, and it's still causing some backups in that vicinity. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up.
A flood watch is in place as we could see several more inches of rain. And I think the bulk of that rain is going to fall on Saturday morning and probably very early in the morning as some thunderstorms rumble through. But between now and through the day Saturday, at any time, a shower or a thunderstorm could pop up. Now, Sunday's weather looks absolutely beautiful with some drier, less humid air in the area, sunny skies and highs in the mid to upper 80s. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. 6:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Getting out of the prior segment, we were making fun of the heartbeat of the American Republic. That would be our congressmen and women who are serving us as constituents each and every day. So last night there was the House Oversight Committee meeting. We had talked about this yesterday. They're considering holding bringing a contempt of Congress resolution against Attorney General Merrick Garland over his refusing to release the interview tapes of President Biden's interview with Robert Hur, the special investigator, special counsel who was looking into his classified documents case, right? So that is the backstory here. So last night is this meeting, and in the prior segment, we played for you the first a minute and a half or so, which featuring Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Democratic congresswoman whose name escapes me, and then as well as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, so, Crockett.
Jasmine Crockett, I think is her name.
Yeah.
So the audio starts with Marjorie Taylor Greene taking a shot at Crockett's fake eyebrows or eyelashes, one of the two.
Eyelashes.
Yeah. To which AOC pipes up for her friend and says, "Hey, how dare you criticize somebody's personal appearance? Girl, baby girl." And there was some little bit more fighting or whatever. But that was not the best personal put down of this whole exchange, I thought. Here it is, courtesy of Jasmine Crockett. You're going to hear James Comer, who is chair of this committee, trying and failing to keep order.
Ms. Green, do you ask unanimous do you agree to unanimous consent to strike your words?
I repeat again for the second time. Yes, I'll strike my words, but I'm not apologizing.
Without objection. Without objection.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Who's?
It's me.
Ms. Crockett.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling, if someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built, butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
It's the a what now?
Yeah.
I feel about so sorry. The for blonde, that was. What was it? The blonde
bleach.
Bleach.
Butch.
Butch built. Something like that. Of
a
course.
Lot of alliteration.
Yeah, referencing Marjorie Taylor Greene there in the form of a question. Getting that zinger in the form of a question there, and James Comer's like, "What now? I didn't get that at all." So that's our representation. in Washington there.
I mean, we were just talking.
Doing us all proud.
We were just talking a couple days ago about the whole President Biden and Trump thing and how it sounds like some stupid, like, pay-per-view fight that's about to go on.
I don't know how. I mean.
Now you got this.
You know, on the one hand, I applaud people like that because I just. Yeah, like, the salary's nice or whatever. I guess you get to live in Washington, D.C., but putting up with just the constant drama and BS, man. Like,
I know.
It has to be so stressful and just so, you know, look, I'm 37 years old. I understand and I realize that not everybody likes me as a person, right? I know that there are people at church that when I walk by or when they just see me, they're just like, there's just something off. I just don't like him. Because guess what? There's people in church that I recognize that. It says, I pray, say, Lord, I don't want to feel this way about people, but it's just natural, right? But how in my daily life and in my job, I would just have to just put up with this constantly of bickering and arguing and just putting up with this crap. I couldn't do it.
People think a politician's hair grays because of the responsibility. That's part of it, but the other part is the drama for sure.
It's just, I don't have the personality for that. I don't. All right, let's look at some sports here. Pretty interesting day at Valhalla Golf Club today.
Yes, let's see. Scotty Scheffler, world's number one golfer.
Yes.
Shot 5 under par today. And last we saw, I believe this is still the case, he's tied for third place at the PGA Championship. But the big story was what happened before this round.
I don't really know. I feel like my head's still spinning. I can't really explain what happened this morning. I did spend some time stretching in a jail cell. That was a first for me. You know, that was part of my warm-up. I was just sitting there waiting, and, you know, I started going through my warm-up. I felt like there was a chance I may be able to still come out here and play, and so I started going through my routine. I tried to get my heart rate down as much as I could today, but like I said, you know, I still feel like my head's spinning a little bit. But, I was fortunate to be able to make it back out and play some golf today.
Yeah, the start of the second round was delayed almost an hour and a half following a fatal traffic accident outside the Valhalla Golf Club. Scheffler was luckily not involved in it, but he was placed in handcuffs by a police officer that he drove past while trying to enter the property. The golf star was reportedly charged with second-degree assault of a police officer, reckless driving, so on and so forth, because apparently as his car tried to go through, kind of dragged the cop for a bit. You know, that's what the cop alleges. So it was a whole ordeal. Hopefully it gets resolved sooner rather than later. Also, just a few other quick headlines here of what's going on in sports currently. We did have the start of a TNT doubleheader in the NHL. That got underway at the start of this 6 o'clock hour. The Bruins down 3-2 to the Rangers right now. They're trying to keep the series alive. And if I could pull up the score, that would be terrific. I think last I saw it was near the end of the first period. They are tied at zero with just under a minute to go. So that's a score. Oh, no, the Bruins just scored 1-0 at the end of the first period. So, yeah, we're getting live updates as we go. That's going to be followed by the Stars at Avalanche at 9 o'clock. Avalanche down 3-2. In the NBA, in a little under an hour, we got Knicks at Pacers at 7:30 on ESPN. The Pacers are down 3-2, so that's a big game. Blue Jays and Rays tied at zero on Apple TV Plus right now. And Joe, do you have live updates on anything with the PGA scores?
I do. I do have the live scoreboard updates. Xander Schauffele, 3-under today. His round is done. So he's in the clubhouse with the lead right now, just one shot better than Colin Morikawa, who's also finished. So Sahith Theegala is still on the course through 14. He's 10-under par, so that's your top three. Scotty Scheffler at 9-under par, leading a group of four there. So going to be a great weekend.
Yeah,
for the PGA Championship with some big names, and obviously, you know, look, I like Scottie Scheffler already.
Seems to be a decent enough guy.
But if it's Sunday, 2 days after he literally gets arrested, and then he's in contention for which, I mean, I think he will be. Man, that'd be just such an awesome story.
That is great. I mean, overcoming adversity
and
for sure.
Listen, it sucks that this whole thing came because a man died, and some of the golfers came out and said, hey, you know what, we're not talking about this guy at all. And Scotty Scheffler, to his credit, you know, gave a press conference at the end of his round. And, you know, the first thing he said multiple times was, hey, you know, I want to remember and my sympathies to this individual and the family, because, you know, he's a retired guy who enjoys volunteering, and he was just going walking to the clubhouse to I think work security or something at the course, and was struck and killed by a van. So that's a terrible story, of course, there.
Absolutely.
Let's get a traffic and weather update here.
Well, luckily, I can keep it as brief as possible. We just have that one spot on Navarre Parkway traveling eastbound towards Highway 87, causing some backups from a previously reported traffic incident. Outside of that, there's not much going on.
A flood watch is in place as we could see several more inches of rain. And I think the bulk of that rain is going to fall on Saturday morning and probably very early in the morning as some thunderstorms rumble through. But between now and through the day Saturday, at any time, a shower or a thunderstorm could pop up. Now, Sunday's weather looks absolutely beautiful with some drier, less humid air in the area, sunny skies and highs in the mid to upper 80s. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
All right, very good. Looking quickly here at some health, business, and science notes today. Pretty interesting update from Apple where new accessibility features are coming to iPhones and iPads. The company announced features that will enable people with physical disabilities to use those devices. One of them is eye tracking. It allows users to control the devices with their eyes. Also, another feature is music haptics for users who are hearing impaired.
And the Dow Jones Industrial closing at another record high above 40,000. Investors are buoyed by recent reports showing inflation is cooling, and that could lead to a rate cut by the Federal Reserve. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones gained 134 points to 40,003. The S&P 500 rose by 6 points to 5303, and the NASDAQ fell by 12 to 16,685.
Very good. Looking at some quick pop culture notes, Austin is very excited about fall of 2025. He's got Grand Theft Auto 6 to look forward to. The trailer that I remember talking about in December crushed viewership records and suggested a very high demand for the game. And it's been what, like 11 years since GTA 5?
Yeah, we were talking about the college football
game.
Never
played the game.
Yeah, I mean, an 11-year drought for the college football games and an 11-year drought for GTAs.
Going to be a lot of millennials like myself, well, in my age bracket, that are very, very excited.
Oh, yeah, no, that one's going to go crazy. The new album by Billie Eilish is now streaming. Hit Me Hard and Soft is the third album by Eilish, and a clip of the lead single, Birds of a Feather, was teased earlier this week on Netflix. But otherwise, no singles were released ahead of the album's debut because the 22-year-old pop star said she wanted to give it to you all at once.
Lainey Wilson and Chris Stapleton, big winners at the ACM Awards. Lainey won Entertainer of the Year, Best Female Artist, and Best Music Event with Jelly Roll's Save Me that I think they debuted at the ACM Awards last year. Chris took home Best Male Artist and Album of the Year as well, so congrats to all of the winners last night.
Oh, for sure. And lastly, real quick here, John Krasinski's If is off to a decent start at the box office. The film about imaginary friends made over $1.7 million from Thursday previews, and it's expected to make around $40 million in its first weekend in theaters. Also new this week is the horror film The Strangers, Chapter 1, which made $1.2 million on Thursday and is expected to make between $7 and $9 million in its debut. Just about 6:50 here, we will take one last quick break for this hour and for this evening and for the week. Woo! You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work.
Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Operation MWR is tomorrow night at NAS Pensacola with performances by Little Big Town and Maren Morris on the Portside Lawn. Gates open at 5:30 for this free event exclusively for DOD cardholders and escorted guests. Presented by GovX. Remember, for everyone's safety and enjoyment, leave bags, coolers, and weapons at home. For more information, visit NavyMWRPensacola.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Austin, I would like to, I know I can be hard on you at sometimes. It comes from a place of love.
Yeah, I've had a couple of relationships where they said that to me too. Go ahead.
I would, though, very much like to publicly proclaim for you that I just love your idea of ending the show with that song the way that you do on Fridays.
I do appreciate that.
It sets the mood for me. This weekend, it may be Sunday at the park with the rain, but
that's true.
I'm already in a good mood because we've got 8 minutes left, but when I hear that song and it catches me by surprise every time because it just does something to my insides.
It's easy to forget. Yeah. Cause we go through a lot every week. We touch on a lot of stories, hear a lot of bumper music, good, some bad.
But then we come in to the final segment on a Friday here with Saturday in the park and it just sets me off in a very good mood. So I appreciate that. And that is excellent producing out of you, sir.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I listen to Chicago a lot, and that's one of my favorite songs by them. So I was like, you know, we got it on the Word Bank here, and it's a song that I know isn't going to sound stupid. So let's play it. Just about 6:55 here, we will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour, this evening, and this weekend. What? You got Saturday in the park got me thinking about it already. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we only had that problem if you were traveling eastbound on Navarre Parkway, rather, approaching Highway 87. There was an accident in that area causing backups, but just about all of it has seemingly cleared out. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be on the roads, they should not hold you up for too long.
All right, and stay weather aware, especially through the evening and hours tonight here and overnight as well, because we do have a tornado watch in effect for the listening area until 10 o'clock. And, of course, rain could be on the heavier side through the early morning hours into tomorrow as well. Here's Alan.
A flood watch is in place as we could see several more inches of rain. And I think the bulk of that rain is going to fall on Saturday morning and probably very early in the morning as some thunderstorms rumble through. But between now and through the day Saturday, at any time, a shower or a thunderstorm could pop up. Now, Sunday's weather looks absolutely beautiful with some drier, less humid air in the area, sunny skies, and highs in the mid to upper 80s. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
We will do just that, Alan. Thank you. Recapping the day's top stories, aid moving into the Gaza Strip now as the temporary pier built by the U.S. military has been finished and installed. The U.S. says aid is coming from several different nations and organizations, and it's all subject to Israeli security checks before being distributed out. Four people tragically killed last night in the round of storms through Houston, Texas. Also, 800,000 people without power earlier today, and around 100,000 in Louisiana. Hopefully, not nearly as bad here if this particular storm system that we're getting here is the same thing. And also, the man who attacked former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, was spending 30 years behind bars. David DePapp sentenced today. Looking at some wackier stories making the rounds on this Friday. We talked about this before, and was it yesterday that we talked about the effort in Canada for the largest meeting of people dressed as dinosaurs?
I believe so.
Hopefully this group learned something from the failures in Canada. Thousands of Kyles are headed to Kyle, Texas this weekend, trying to break the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people with the same first name. We have talked about this before because this is not the first attempt that Kyle, Texas has made to do this. to break the record at the Kyle Fair, a Textravaganza, they will need 2,326 Kyles to break that record. After last year, they got nearly 1,500 Kyles. So, Godspeed, gentlemen.
Yes. And a Florida man really wanted his local bar to stay open last weekend. 39-year-old Carlton Lacey was at the bar Saturday night, and at 2 a.m., the bartenders announced that, "Hey, we're closing. Everybody get out." Carlton wasn't having that. He pulled a gun on one of the bartenders and shouted, "Who needs to leave?" Then he started waving the gun around. A second bartender stepped in, and Carlton pointed the gun at her chest and said, "Keep playing with me," and then called her a name. I can't imagine it was a kind one. The police were called, and when they got there, Carlton had left, but luckily they tracked him down.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Yeah, it's not cool, bro. Not cool.
Looking at some good news, we'll start with this company called Exus, a message to company executives everywhere. Hey, here's a good idea for you. The CEO of this company called Exus, they train high-performance athletes, is launching something called You Do You Fridays. Employees get to do whatever they want. They can work if they need stuff to catch up on, or be productive in that way, or they can take the day off. The rule is, though, you're not allowed to have any meetings or send emails. So, very cool. Very cool, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And a Starbucks worker in Little Rock, Arkansas, named Courtney Crawford, posted a video after a customer left a note thanking her for being the only genuinely kind person she'd met in a while. The video blew up on TikTok last week because along with the note, the woman left her a $200 tip. And she really needed it. Courtney's mom passed away recently, and she hadn't been able to afford an urn for her ashes. So now she could, and just in time for Mother's Day, People Magazine did a follow-up this week because she's trying to track the woman down. She wants to make sure she understands how much it meant to her.
Yeah, also, a tiny taco stand in Mexico City just got a Michelin star. The whole place is 10 by 10 feet. The chef's been there for 20 years, says they just keep it super simple, a tortilla with salsa and really good meat. And they have the grill at 680 degrees. Michelin chefs get to wear a special long-sleeve white jacket, but he says he won't be able to wear it because he get way too hot in it.